We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, brave viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotov on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Scottish Government allocates £4.5 million for the benefit of children. In animal welfare news, humpback whales show an increase in the North Pacific of 8% yearly. In veg news, Singapore shares benefits of the compassionate diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 30th, is the Independence Day of Barbados, commemorating its sovereignty achieved in 1966. A Caribbean island northeast of Venezuela, Barbados is known for its beauty and gracious people. The renowned Andromeda Botanic Gardens contains many varieties of orchids, palms, ferns, begonias, cacti, and more. One of the greatest wonders of Barbados is Harrison's Cave. This crystallized limestone cavern features stalactites, stalagmites, and a remarkable 40-foot waterfall. Connected to the cave is Welchman Hall Gully, which was once a mile-long limestone cave and is now habitat for green monkeys and includes about 150 species of plants. May the friendly residents of Barbados have a festive Independence Day.
Flying news. Flooding sweeps central Orlac or Vietnam. As of Monday, November 28th, days of flooding in central regions had claimed at least three lives and damaged more than 9,500 homes. Over 800 hectares of rice and other crops were also submerged.
Worst hit were provinces from Thừa Thiên Huế on the north central coast to Bình Định in the coastal south, where many of the affected houses and crops had already withstood flooding earlier in November. The most recent inundations also severely eroded roads, disrupting traffic in many parts of both Quảng Ngãi and Bình Định provinces.
Local officials were reported to be carrying out urgent disaster response, while pumps at water reservoirs were operating at full capacity to regulate water levels.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if assistance is required and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate. She added that funds are available for emergency needs. Our appreciation all Axis officials and personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. May such devastations quickly be minimized as we strive to foster a more harmonious and stabilized ecosphere.
Strong winds batter countries in Europe. Early on Sunday, November 27th, strong wind gusts reaching 184 kilometres per hour pummeled parts of the United Kingdom, including Scotland, Northern England and Wales.
Further north that same day, strong winds and heavy rains prompted the closure of a bridge connecting Denmark and southwestern Sweden, along with the cancellation of many ferry services between Denmark, Sweden, Norway and Germany. As of Monday, 80,000 people were still without power in Sweden, as travel was also affected at the Arlanda and Landvetter airports. Meanwhile, search and rescue teams were dispatched in Norway after two members of a film crew were suddenly swept out into the rough waters of the sea on Sunday afternoon, with a third who had managed to return to shore on his own.
Our appreciation, all personnel, for your helpful response to the severe weather conditions, as we pray for the safe return of the two missing persons. May such distressing events be minimized through our gentler care of all fellow inhabitants as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, Now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ.
bien mặt trời hừng lửa nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi bừng tỉnh dậy hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoàng hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh
Veg go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 420. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Diet is effective as medication in lowering cholesterol. According to a study published in the November 2011 Journal of the American Medical Association, the intake of plant-based foods can reverse the problem of high cholesterol as effectively or even more so than the popular medication type known as statins.
This medication, despite its known side effects, such as sapping energy levels, is currently prescribed to reduce cholesterol in 25% of all adults over the age of 45 in the US. Scientists in this study thus evaluated the effect of diet alone and found that vegetarian fare consumed by two different groups of people reduced cholesterol at least as much as the statin medications. Moreover, the researchers discovered that the group consuming even higher amounts of certain plant-based foods, such as soy proteins, nuts, oats, peas and beans, saw three times greater improvement.
Scientists, many thanks for this encouraging study that demonstrates yet another benefit of plant-based fare. May vibrant health be enjoyed by people across the US and the world, as more and more turn to the revitalizing vegan lifestyle.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Italian ship freed off coast of Somalia. More than 7 months after the Rosalia D'Amato was detained during a journey from Brazil to Iran, the ship and her 21-person crew were released on Friday, November 25th. An Italian Navy vessel in the area sent teams to board the freed vessel, where it was confirmed that all 6 Italian and 15 Philippine crew members were safe and well. We are grateful for the peaceful freedom and well-being of the 21 sailors aboard the Rosalia D'Amato, wishing them many joyful reunions with loved ones, as we pray for a world where all may enjoy safe journeys across the open seas.
Save our planet, rallying for climate justice for all. As unusually heavy thunderstorms claimed 8 lives in Durban, South Africa, on the evening of Sunday, November 27th, delegates gathered for the UN Climate Change Conference, or COP17, were reminded of the real human costs of global warming. Also held on the summit's eve was a climate justice rally that hoped to bring home the message of our moral responsibility to preserve the Earth. Supreme Master Television brings us this report.
Coinciding with the start of the COP17 summit in Durban, South Africa, the multi-faith rally, We Have Faith, Act Now for Climate Justice, was held at King's Park Stadium.
What we can't see are the angels who are surrounding us.
Presiding at the rally was the South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who emphasized that humanity must now unite to stop the biggest threat ever of greenhouse gas pollution. The rally was attended by leaders and members of faith that include Anglican, Jewish, Buddhist, traditional African and others, including COP17 President Ms. Maite Nkwani Mashabane.
We are hoping that parties will come together and be guided in the spirit of saving multilateralism and saving the planet. So we are all here to work together to provide global leadership so as we make sure that we come up with an outcome that's balanced, that's realistic.
Executive Secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, Christian Fugares, who was also present, made a statement acknowledging that the participants' voice were being heard.
We take the energy that you have here today and we take it into the negotiations.
Leading their support as well were celebrity artists such as South African Grammy winning group Ladysmith Black Mambazo and singer Yvonne Chaka Chaka, who performed in a concert. The petition titled We Have Faith, signed by some 200,000 concerned citizens, calling on world leaders to commit to a fake, ambitious and legally binding agreement to replace the expiring Kyoto Protocol, as well as funding to help Africa adapt to climate change, was then delivered to COP17 leaders.
As incoming co-president, I make a commitment that your petition will be taken seriously and that it will receive the attention it deserves.
The Supreme Master Qinghai International Association also participated with materials to promote the organic vegan solution to climate change, which many agreed is a crucial way to honor the earth.
The methane gas from cattle and other domestic animals are a primary cause of the greenhouse effect. And it is so costly to produce beef, mutton, much cheaper to produce crops. So people really should consider giving up the eating of meat.
Supreme Master Television, reporting from Durban, South Africa.
Bravo and our appreciation, Your Eminence Archbishop Tutu, and all leaders and participants of this energizing rally for coming together toward the noble goal of protecting lives. May the concerted efforts of government leaders and citizens alike help to save and restore the beauty of our shared planet.
Do not give up. Save your energies and continue your prayers. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Yvonne Chaka Chaka and you're watching Supreme Master Television and we're here in Durban at COP17. Healthy living, good environment, let's make it with our own two hands. It can be done.
For COP17 Durban, be H, go green to save the planet.
Speaking in an August 2011 video conference in Chicago, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai urged leaders of all faiths and beliefs to join in inspiring humanity toward a safer future for the Earth.
This care for the Earth and our fellow inhabitants can be expressed in terms of the Golden Rule, the five principles of peace, universal principles. That is logical, harmonious principles for everybody. It doesn't have to be religious. Everyone, be it Buddhist, Muslim, or even atheist, if they follow the five golden rules, you know, universal peace principle, then life would be paradise on earth. I also agree that religious and spiritual leaders should work together and let people know that it's time to change, that the planet is in urgent danger now, and we must be more loving in our actions, whatever religion we belong to, and be vegan to save it, whatever religion we belong to or non-religion we belong to. Be our compassionate vegan role models and thereby demonstrate a most powerful way to love all and protect all on this planet.
Save Our Planet. On November 26, 2011, the Salt Lake Tribune of Utah, USA, reported that the U.S. Forest Service is working to save the ancient root system of an aspen grove, which dates back 80,000 years and whose survival is now threatened by climate change.
Save Our Planet. On November 25, 2011, the Australian government announced plans to establish the Coral Sea Commonwealth Marine Reserve, a 990,000 square kilometre region of protected waters that would help preserve the area's ocean life and ecosystems.
Warning News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Prevention reported on November 26, 2011, that the number of people who had fallen ill due to consuming salmonella-contaminated chicken liver had increased to 179 across six U.S. states, including 25 who had required hospitalization.
I'm Rangu the Rangutang, and I'm following a compassionate diet without any animal products. Today I have a computer tip. A watermark is a faint design seen on the background of a document to enhance its look or carry a unique message. For Microsoft Word 2007 and 2010, on the Page Layout tab from the Page Background group, click the watermark arrow, then choose the type you want. To add this feature using Office version 2003 of Microsoft Word and earlier, start with these steps. In the Format menu, choose Background, then Printed Watermark, then select Picture or Text Watermark. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the World Wide Weather.
Governance news, the Scottish Government allocates £4.5 million for the benefit of children. Called the Communities and Families Fund, the three-year plan is to be used to assist with childcare and family support projects. Examples include
neighborhood playgroups, and refurbishment of playgrounds by local townspeople. Our earnest appreciation, Scottish Government, for your dedication to the well-being of your cherished citizens. May all youngsters have a strong foundation for a bright future.
In animal welfare news, humpback whales show an increase in the North Pacific of 8% yearly. The journal Marine Mammal Science reports that there are at least 21,000 humpback whales in the region. This is 15 times more than the 1,400 believed to exist in the middle of the 20th century. The number of these graceful ocean giants was calculated as part of the structure of populations, levels of abundance and status of humpbacks conducted over a period of 3 years. The project was accomplished with the help of more than 400 scientists from 10 countries. What fantastic news! Many thanks, participating researchers, for this encouraging report about our great brethren of the sea. May humpback whales and all precious marine life flourish as we turn to gentler ways with God's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, a gathering in Singapore helps to present the many benefits of the plant-based diet. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more rewarding news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Noble news for an exemplary world. In Veg News, Singapore shares benefits of the compassionate diet, an inaugural health and environmental awareness program titled Save the Planet, Cherish Our Health, was held in Yihua Community Center, Singapore. Co-organized by Yihua Community Center's Senior Citizens Executive Committee and People's Association, this event helped to inform participants on the many benefits of being vegan. The gathering was supported by Loving Heart Singapore and Health Promotion Board Singapore, the leading governmental agency in the country concerned with the well-being of fellow citizens. Loving Heart is part of a worldwide family of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to provide all the opportunity to enjoy a diet of wholesome and cruelty-free meals. More than 350 attendees enjoyed an array of health and environmentally themed performances, including skits and drama, opera, dances, songs, and instrumentals. Delectable and nutritious complimentary vegan cuisine was also served by Loving Heart Singapore. Among the dignitaries of the event were the Honourable Grace Fu Hai Yin, Member of Parliament for Yihua Single Member Constituency, and Mr. Ang Hak Sing, Chief Executive Officer of Health Promotion Board Singapore. In addition, there was a health and exhibition bazaar for the participants to obtain more information. Our association members hosted a table and poster stand, sharing details on the importance of adopting the vegan diet to save the earth. Kudos, Yihua Community Center's Senior Citizens Executive Committee and People's Association on Health Promotion Board Singapore for this fun and eco-friendly gathering. Also, our respectful gratitude, the Honourable Grace Fu Hai Yin, Mr. Ang Hak Sing, and the many participants helping to make it a success. May more choose the vegan lifestyle of peace to bring about an earthly paradise.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Bosnian entitled Too Busy.
Trebaš da se više rekreiraš i relaksiraš, reče Mira svome premoronom prijatelju. Ali ja sam prezauzet, reče prijatelj. Ne budi smiješan, odgovori Mira. Mravi imaju najveću reputaciju da su zauzeti uvijek, ali oni nikad ne propuste priliku da odu na piknik.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Los felicito por llevar el mensaje de paz y cambio al mundo. Televidente.
Supportive viewer, thank you for your kind note. We pray that a vegan world of harmony and goodwill between all beings is soon our blessed reality. May heaven's grace be with all peace-yearning people of all cultures.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the glory of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy announces that an additional 200 French troops are being withdrawn from Afghanistan by December 31st, 2011, along with the signing of agreements to provide humanitarian and reconstruction aid.
As Kuwait and China commemorate 40 years of diplomatic relations, celebrations as well as meetings are planned between the Chinese Ministry of Culture and senior Kuwaiti officials to enhance further cooperation and promote cultural exchange.
A three-year reforestation project that includes the planting of some 350,000 pine, eucalyptus and fruit-bearing avocado trees is being completed in the Junin Highlands region of central Peru, benefiting both the environment and more than 1,000 rural families.
After his British Royal Navy ship rushes to the aid of another vessel in distress, Officer Mike Henson rescues 13 stranded sailors as he is lowered from a helicopter via a wire winch to their sinking tanker and successfully retrieves the crew members one by one.
With support from the US and Poland, a first-ever family-type home for orphan children is inaugurated in Tbilisi, Georgia, at a ceremony attended by the First Ladies of Poland and Georgia, Madame Anna Komorowska and Madame Sandra Roloffs, respectively.
As Swiss tennis champion, Roger Federer wins this year's Association of Tennis Professionals World Tour Finals in London, UK. He becomes the first to secure the international title for a record 6 times.
The island-based Drogheda Independent reports on the discovery of a kitten in a tunnel beneath a parking structure by Ms. Justina Tocciginaita, who then sent food down every day for 2 weeks until volunteers from Drogheda Animal Rescue were successful in saving the tiny feline.
At this year's Parapan Games in Mexico, 100-meter runner and amputee Jared Wallace of the USA, who maintained his love of the sport despite losing one of his legs, wins a gold medal as he also sets an event record, crossing the finish line in 11.31 seconds.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.